Chapter 19. The Cutting Room. In the last week of August, that non-week, the week of Sundays when we all move a little slower and mourn the passing of summer and get ourselves ready for fall, the temperatures climbed and the air thickened until the heat was all anyone could talk about. When it would break, how high it would go, how unbearable the humidity was. It drove people indoors as if it was winter. The sidewalks and shops were oddly quiet. To me, the heat was not an affliction, it was merely a symptom, as a fever is a symptom of the flu. It was only the most obvious reason the world was fast becoming unbearable. We were all a little heat crazy by then, Lori and Jacob and I. Looking back on it, it is hard to believe how self-absorbed I had become, how this whole story seemed to be about me, not Jacob, not our entire family. Jacob's guilt and mine were entangled in my mind, though no one had ever accused me of anything explicitly. I was coming apart, of course. I knew this. I distinctly remember exhorting myself to hold it together, to keep up appearances, not to crack. But I did not share my feelings with Lori, and I did not try to draw out hers either, because we were all coming apart. I discouraged any sort of frank emotional talk, and soon enough I stopped noticing my wife altogether. I never asked, never even asked, what the experience was like for the mother of Jacob the murderer. I thought it was more important to be, at least to seem, a tower of strength, and to encourage her to be strong as well. It was the only sensible approach. Tough it out, get through the trial, do whatever it takes to keep Jacob safe, then repair the emotional damage later. After. It was as if there was a place called after, and if I could just push my family across to that shore, then everything would be all right. There would be time for all these soft problems in the land of after.